Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Robinson with Penix. Here's the snap. They bring five again. They'll throw for London. Did he hang on? He did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Oh, this is an unbelievable
Drake draft. London has done it again!
What a game for Drake London yesterday. It's Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Quick reminder, this Thursday you can join Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram as we get you set for Thursday Night Football. They'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 while enjoying all the great food and drinks at Buffalo's Cafe. And you can be part of that action. Again, it's Dukes and Bell, Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram on Thursday, 2 to 6. Before we go in the huddle, Alex from Lawrenceville wants to weigh in on yesterday's Falcons game. Alex, what you got for us?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good,
I got one for Bo, man. Just a quick question. What do you feel like is the difference between – you would say Bijan's a better talent than Rico Dalvo, but it seems like he's been put in more positions to run the ball effectively, and he's running a little bit meaner. So I would ask you, if that's the case and Atlanta got more talent, it would seem on the offensive end, why are they not figuring it out? Because all I keep hearing – I can't even lie to you, man – I just keep hearing excuses after excuses. That's all I got.
Appreciate the phone call.
Well, Rico Dowell is, I think he's a little bit heftier than Bijan, but I would tell you that you go back, every time I see Rico Dowell, he's running through holes and he's hitting guys going downhill and running over them. Their offensive, I know they actually started two different guys last week, but you got to, and you know what? This is where you can talk about coaching, Mike. This is where you can talk about maybe some different running schemes and stuff, and it's not just wide zone.
Yeah,
Bijan is making guys miss, I feel like, in the backfield almost every time he touches the football.
Yeah, there's very few times is there a what you call a soft entry for Bijan in the running game. And now I'll go back, 2 years ago, and you look at what Carolina did in the draft the draft after the Bryce Young, I think, rookie year. They go out and get two free agent offensive guards.
Yeah.
Right, bullies, absolute vertical north and south bullies to play guards. Now, I don't know what the health of those guys are right now. I know they've had some health issues in the past, but you've also invested in your tackles as well. You've put money into that offensive line for guys that are earth movers. And what that allows him to do, Rico Dowdle or Chuba Hubbard or whoever else, is have soft entry to the line of scrimmage and really get north and south and then make a move on a safety. The problem with Bijan, and I know we've had a long run this year, we've seen one, but one of the problems with Bijan is that we're running this wide zone and these safeties are just flying downhill, and even when you gain 5 and 6 yards, it's hard to get any more than that. And I will say, though, and you brought this up, so I'm going to say it right now, Zach Robinson utilized probably three different new run concepts yesterday that we have not seen this year. We haven't seen it. The toss off the whip motion, Elijah Wilkinson pulled from the right tackle spot around the left end. I mean – It didn't always work, but we tried, and at least I'll give him that. But yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. I'm with him. It's frustrating.
Yeah, well, and you want to go to like size? Ekwonu 320, Lewis 327, Mays 325, Zovola 322. They're all everybody.
Big dudes.
Everybody on their offensive line has 20 pounds on everybody on our offensive line.
I was going to say, I think their lightest guy is heavier than our heaviest heavier guy.
And so I forget the caller's name. I think it's I love the call. I love the question. I think that's what I like to do is get us talking and kind of getting Mike's offensive prowess and what he knows about the schemes and stuff. But they're a road grader offensive line compared to us, where we're a more – so, in other words, they're more of a power running game is what I'm trying to say, Mike, to compare
yes,
to where we want to stretch you out and get downhill and then let Bijan do that. I think that's part of it. So, and that's not to take anything away from Rico Dowell because he runs angry. So I don't want to say anything. I'm not trying to diminish anything he's doing, by the way.
Ding.
I'm going to go ahead and apologize, but we got to start with this story. I know it's a sore subject for us right now in the kicking situation, but Jaguars Cam Little made NFL history yesterday, a 68-yard field goal against the Raiders. Jags won 30-29.
Yeah, we're just looking for an extra point. You know what I mean? We're just looking for an extra point.
I know.
Frustrating to say the least when you look at situations like that. And it's like caller brought up a minute ago. It's like, why can't we get the kicker situation straightened out here? I know that Cam Little is not part of our equation, but it's just frustrating, man. I mean, 68 yards, that's pretty good boot. And that game was crazy from beginning to end.
Did you get to watch the end of that game?
Yeah, I watched a big chunk of it because I saw Brock Bowers absolutely go bananas yesterday.
Going for two in overtime with like 13 seconds left, and big man gets up, gets his hand, and knocks the ball away. And Geno had a guy. Crazy to watch. Yeah, it is. I don't want this to come off like I'm not frustrated with the kicking game. Yes. I just think that's why when you find what you thought you had one, and he had a bad season last year with the first bad season. It was really a stretch, and some of the injury stuff around that. Thought he'd figured it out. It didn't pan out that way, and now you're in kicking purgatory, and that's a real thing in this league. There's other teams in it too. You're not alone in that aspect. There's a guy in Florida right now, if he comes out, named Trey Smack, and he can kick it 60-something yards. If he comes out, just draft him.
There's no doubt about that. Like, I thought that they would draft a guy in the seventh round when that Jack Nelson pick came around. I thought, okay, they're going to draft a kicker. I actually said it on our show that day. I was like, okay, I think this is going to be a kicker. Instead, you go with Younghoe Koo. Here's where I think the misstep was. I think you should have never had Younghoe Koo back on the roster through training camp. I think that was a complete misstep. I think that you were absolutely kidding yourself. On top of that, when you decided to move on, you did it softly. You kept Younghoe Koo on the roster for an extra week. Mm-hmm. You added Parker Romo to the practice squad. And guess what? Eddie Pinheiro was the guy you wanted to sign. And he signs with San Francisco because they gave him a spot on the 53-man roster. And we told him he was going to be on the practice squad. Guess what? Eddie Pinheiro is 19 of 19 on his field goals this year. So, I mean, it's not revisionist history. It's just, it sucks.
I don't know if it 100% played out that way. He supposedly said no because he wanted to be a winner, is what he said. I would tend to believe what you think played out more just based on knowing reality in the NFL.
Sure.
But anyways, enough about kickers. Why we wasted 2 minutes on kickers?
Disclaimer on this next one then.
I was going to say.
Another kicker.
Carolina beat the Packers at Lambeau Field 16-13, came down to the last second. Ryan Fitzgerald kicked a 49-yard field goal to win the game as time ran out.
Carolina is keeping themselves in games like these because they are winning trench play.
I couldn't agree more. They're physical up front, man. That's
on
just
both
the
sides.
Bottom line. They are bullies. They are the complete opposite in so many ways to what the way we play is completely the like. They just they look at Derek Brown. They're like, hey, go wreak havoc.
And he's
we're running twist stunts and three guys going in left and right, and we're creating that. But they just need one guy to do it. They're like, hey, man, go ahead.
I will give Sam Roberts and Laquelle London a lot of credit yesterday.
I agree.
As that game went on. And there something changed in their mentality where they're like, you know what? You ain't running on this anymore.
Sam Roberts is a good player. He's a good player.
And when he and Laquelle London are there, they provide a little – they're not Vita Vea, Derek Brown. I'm not saying that. But they give you that type of element when you get them on the field. I can't wait till we get Zach Harrison back.
Yeah.
And I say I can't wait. God, we need him back so badly.
I'm so curious to see what the move is. TQ Graham was not active yesterday. I thought that was the right move after the way he played a week ago. We talked about it, and Sam Roberts was. He's been a difference maker.
And Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quick mention of the Seahawks. They did beat the Commanders 38-14, but main headline out of this is that Jaden Daniels did get an injury to his left elbow, left the game.
Yeah, and that happened late. I think the Seahawks obviously were dominant in so many different ways. I'm just throwing this out there, man. Just file it away for future use. Clint Kubiak is that offensive coordinator up in Seattle. He's really, really good at what he does. I'm just file that away for use later on.
I'm good.
Clint Kubiak's really good at what he does.
And look, he you could say, well, Mike Shanahan, Gary Kubiak, Kyle Shanahan, Clint Kubiak. I mean, but the point is these guys all came from the same system we run. They know things. I ain't going any further.
Yeah.
Coming up, Mike and Bo made some picks on Friday. They did it while having a sugar high because we were Publix and eating so much food. So we'll see how those picks turned out with Man Up Monday, and we've got them mic'd up.
Yeah, we're going to talk about one of the biggest heartbreaks in sports that I've ever witnessed happen over the weekend. And a weekend full of heartbreaks, this was the worst one. I'll make sure you listen to the man that was up at the podium. It was rough.
It's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.